Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Personal stuff, political stuff, whatever. We're here for you tonight. I'm Ian.
And you wish.
That's just for you, buddy.
And this is Ian, and you are?
Manwich.
And we're switching roles tonight. Manwich is going to be doing all of the rejoiners, all of the show mechanics, so to speak. Because last night, if you heard the show or you heard the archives, you know that my voice was not in tip-top shape. In fact, I haven't really spoken since last night's show. So I'm going to take it a little bit on the easy side, but we're going to have a good time, as always.
Sounds good to me. Go to Free Talk Live and check out the BBS. There are 45,000 posts on there for you to read, from anything from political conversations to really weird stuff to just fun things. And there's 800 people to correspond with. There's been
over 800.
Yeah. Lots of different stuff there.
We're well on our way to 850, as a matter of fact. Of course, it's totally free. FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
Now, Manwich, as you know, it's rare that we have guests on Free Talk Live.
Very.
But from time to time, I see a story, you know, in the news about something that seems really important, and we want to get the actual newsmaker on the phone with us. And in this case, we have a woman by the name of Loretta Nall on the line with us. She is the head of the U.S. Marijuana Party. And actually, even though we love talking about ending the war on drugs, and I'm sure we'll end up touching on it during our conversation with you today, Loretta, you're actually here to tell us a story that's completely unrelated to the war on drugs.
Oh, yes, I am. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for having me on tonight.
Good evening. By the way, you're on with Ian and Manwich.
Hi, Ian and Manwich.
Hey. So what story are you here to tell today? What happened to you recently?
I'm going to tell y'all the story of the Great Prison Panty Rebellion in Alabama. Alongside my drug policy reform work, I also work to reform the prison system here in Alabama. We have a really atrocious overcrowding problem where we have about 30,000 inmates in a space built for 12,000.
How many of those 30,000 inmates are drug prisoners?
From what I'm able to glean from the DOC site, the rate is about 40% nonviolent drug and property offenders.
Jeez.
Yeah,
now that's property offenders, too.
Yeah, but most of the property offenses are related to drug prohibition, where an addict are stealing in order to get their fix.
Probably true.
So there's your
right.
Prison reform. If we could just end the war on drugs, the prisons would be reformed in a pretty significant way right there.
Overnight, basically. It would end it. I mean, we would let the nonviolent drug offenders go, and we wouldn't let the nonviolent property offenders go. You know, we would do some form of restitution, some form of, you know,
absolutely,
work so they could pay back. But the people that are using drugs that aren't harming anyone else never belong in jail to begin with, in my opinion.
And I think you would probably see a drop in violent crime pretty quickly, too, because a lot of people that are addicted to drugs and the high prices that come with some of them due to the black market effects will slit your throat for that money.
Absolutely. Prohibition is what causes the majority of crime. But my story was one of those inmates is one of my older brothers. His name is Randy. And Randy's not a violent criminal, and he's a bad alcoholic. He's probably about the worst one I've ever seen. And he'd spent time in the Alabama Department of Corrections before for alcohol-related crimes. And the last time, or actually the first time he went in 96, he qualified for work release because his crime was nonviolent. And for a work release job, the Department of Corrections put him to loading Budweiser trucks, of all the atrocious things to do to a hardcore alcoholic. And he lasted one day, and he walked off with a case of beer under each arm and got pissed drunk and turned himself in when he ran out of beer. So he's made his way back to the Department of Corrections again due to alcohol. And my mother and I and my oldest brother went down to see him last weekend. I mean, we'd spent a couple of months planning this because I travel a great deal around the country, also in Canada, and it's hard to get a day where I can actually get with my family and go do something like that.
Sure.
And so we went down to Elmore Correctional Facility it's in Elmore County, Alabama. And
how far of a drive
there,
was this?
Go ahead.
How far of a drive was it for you?
I had to go get my mother and brother in Talladega. My mother's scared to drive in strange places, so it wound up being a little over 2 hours for me.
Okay.
Normally it would be a little less, about an hour from where I am.
Got it.
And my brother, my oldest brother, John, is a disabled combat veteran. He has a lot of bone ailments, back and knees and stuff like that make it difficult for him to sit for very long or stand.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get there, and my brother had on a pair of shorts that were about knee length, and the first thing they told us was, you can't come in with shorts. Now, before we'd gone, knowing the Department of Corrections as I do, I'd called and asked for a dress code policy, because
really?
I know some of them have obvious ones, you know, or, you know, they're not posted online, but I thought, you know, I'll call them and I'll ask them. And what they told me was no sleeveless shirts, no tight-fitting clothing, and no see-through clothing. There was nothing about shorts there. So I knew they weren't going to let us in, and we drove an additional 30 miles, or 25 or 30 miles, to get a pair of pants for my brother.
You went to Walmart.
Yeah, went to Walmart.
I can't believe it was that far away. Usually prisons are a little closer, it seems.
Yeah, prisons and Walmart, they're about the same, aren't they? The workers seem to think so anyway. The prisons in Alabama are located in, like, you know, really remote areas, I guess, away from the population for the most part. And so Walmart was, you know, about 13 miles one way. So we wound up being about 25-mile round trip. And, you know, it cost me $30-some-odd for, you know, the pants I needed for my brother. And we went back. And
let's not forget gas at $3 a gallon.
Yeah, no kidding. And my mother has a huge car because she's scared of small ones. She likes to drive a big steel tank. So you're
what's
talking
she got?
About. Oh, Lord, she's got a 89 Caprice Classic, big white one. Yeah.
Sweet.
she likes those kinds of cars. I do too, but I don't drive one right now. I can't afford it.
I got a 76 Eldorado. I got a 76 Eldorado. I get 6 miles to the gallon.
Oh, man. I've got an 86 BMW that gets about 10, and I haven't driven it in a couple of months. Since it spiked, I said, man.
Is that the 6 Series?
I say again?
Is that the 6 Series?
Oh, it's a 735i.
Go ahead.
You guys trade car tips after the show.
Okay. So anyway, after we drove about 25 miles round trip for the overalls and spent $31.97 that I didn't have, we get back to the prison, go in through the door, and we hand the guard behind the desk our IDs, or I do, and my brother goes in and gets searched, and they tell us, you know, you have to leave certain things in the car. You can have cell phones, keys, tobacco, paper money, purses, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I take all of these things back out to the car and come back in, and my brother was nowhere in sight. My mother is sitting on the couch looking, you know, really upset, and one of the female guards asked me, are you with her? And I said, yeah, she's my mother. And they said, well, she can't go in. And I said, well, why not? You know, and they said, well, because she's not wearing panties. And I, you know, I thought I had to have misunderstood what she said.
That's a definite double take.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I stood there for a minute looking. I mean, my jaw was on the floor, and I said, well, I must have misunderstood. She, because why? And, well, because she's not wearing panties. And I said, well, what difference does that make? You know, she's got on pants, and nobody's going to be checking to see if my mom's wearing panties while we're visiting my brother. And they said, well, it's just our rules, and you know, that's just it. And we don't owe you an explanation. And I'm like, well, yeah, you do, because I called you, and, you know, you didn't say anything about panties. I said, I could understand if it was a dress or something that someone were wearing, you would require an undergarment there, but, you know, in a pair of slacks. It doesn't make any sense. I said, I called you, and, I, you know, there's a lot of rules posted in here on these walls, but mandatory panties isn't one of them.
And so they never gave you an explanation as to why this was?
No, absolutely not. I don't know if you've dealt with state workers before, but they feel like they're God, and that they don't owe you an explanation for anything that they do. I mean, they easily forget that we, the taxpayers, pay their salaries.
Right, it won't affect them.
You know, and
it doesn't affect their paycheck at all if they give you lousy service.
Absolutely not. I mean, government is not there to give you good service. And, you know, they produce nothing, and they're accountable to no one.
I'd say from the correctional officer's point of view that you're probably talking about, these are the relatives of bad people, so I must treat them badly. Because
I've heard of lots of horror stories from family members of inmates that say, you know, they treated me just like I was a prisoner too, and they do.
Loretta, I want you to hang on. We got more questions for you. Of course, your story is not over yet. So far, you've tried to visit your brother in jail.
Okay.
They have refused your mom. She can't go in and see her own son because she's not wearing panties. You have yet to be searched. We'll continue the rest of your story coming up. 1-800-259-9231. You can call in, of course, and talk about anything, or you can ask Ms. Nall a question. We've got Loretta Nall on from the U.S. Marijuana Party. No panties in prison, apparently. We'll talk about that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Give us a call. And we're talking to Loretta Nall of the... What's the society?
The U.S. Marijuana Party.
Don't have that written down here.
There you go. Now you know.
Check out Free Talk Live for the Shrine of Female Listeners. There's dozens of women on there that have sent us their photo.
You mean freetalklive.com.
What'd I say?
Just Free Talk Live.
I'm so terrible with this rejoiner thing.
Practice makes perfect, Manwich.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Hello, Manwich.
That's it.
Oh, that's it? The Shrine of Female Listeners? You don't want to say anything more about it? Just ladies that listen to the show?
We're going
to
have Loretta's picture on there before it's all over.
If all goes well. Loretta Nall from the U.S. Marijuana Party. Now, back on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Loretta, I let me get this straight. At this point, you've headed to see your brother in prison.
Yeah.
And you've taken a detour to Walmart to get a pair of long pants for your other brother. And then you've come back, and then they've told you that your mother can't go in because she's not wearing an undergarment. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, jump on into that story.
All right. So, you know,
my mother says, you know, I'll, you know, go ahead, I'm fine, it's okay, you know, you and John go ahead and I'll wait. And she looks as though she were about to cry. And my mother's a tiny little, you know, meek woman. And she says, I'll just sit out here. So she asked the prison guard if it's okay to sit on the couch in the reception room.
I'm just curious, when was the last time she saw her son?
It's probably been about 5 months.
Okay. Yeah, no wonder she was about to cry.
Right. I mean, she really wanted to see him, and we all did. Randy's not a bad guy. He has a drinking problem. So she asked, you know, if she could sit on the couch and wait for us. And, you know, in Alabama, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the weather here, but it is brutally hot in the summertime. And,
yeah.
You know, August and September are about our worst months. And they told her, no, you know, she wasn't allowed to be in there. And
You're
then she said, well, I'll just go wait in the car. And the guard says, no, you can't wait in the car either. In fact, if you're not visiting, you have to leave state property altogether. And, you know, my mother being somebody that doesn't drive in strange places, I wasn't about to let them send her away, you know, in a place that she didn't know.
Do state workers just totally lose all of their humanity when they walk through the door? I mean, are they regular people when they're outside of their jobs?
You know, I don't think they can be regular people, and I often wonder what they put their own family members through, the other people that have to live and deal with them on a daily basis outside of work, because I don't think being a state prison guard or a lot of times even a police officer or anything of that, you can just set that aside and go home and be normal.
You think the correctional officers have their kids chained up digging ditches out in their front yard?
It wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me at all.
Taking it off, Dad.
So then it was your turn to go.
So then it was my turn, you know, and you know, I stood around for a few minutes, and the propane guard was there beside me, and then the other guard who had escorted my mother out came back in, and she looked at me, and she says, well, you're free to go on through. And, you know, I stood there a minute, and I almost did it, too, and I thought, you know, if I go on through and unsearched, then it'll wind up being a body cavity for myself and my other brothers, both of them, if they discover that they didn't search me before I went in. So I asked them if they were sure, and yes, we're sure. And then I told them they hadn't searched me, and so then the propane guard waves me into the search room and tells me, you know, first take off your shoes and show me the bottom of your feet. And, you know, now lift up your bra and shake it out. And then she goes, now, you know, show me your panties. And I tell you what, I don't wear panties either. And in all the hubbub about my mother not wearing her drawers, I forgot that I didn't have any on. And, you know, I began to wonder if the day would ever end. And so I told her, you know, look, it dawned on me that I don't have any on either. And my brother's disabled. He can hardly stand on his own. He doesn't have his cane. We need to be in there so he doesn't fall. Right. You know, and I begged her to do the right thing and let us in that, you know, I wasn't going to run charging through the door screaming, hey, boys, I'm not wearing any panties. I guess that's what they were afraid of.
I don't understand it. I mean, you are going to be, when you go in to visit somebody, aren't you just alone with that one person?
No,
are there 15 other prisoners in there as well?
Oh, yeah, no,
there's
it's a big
there's a
room.
Common visitation room where all of the prisoners who have visitors that day assemble, and you have tables and things that you sit at.
Even so, what is the difference between having them on and not having them? I mean, did you ever get an explanation from anybody?
No, I have not yet. Actually, we have written to the Department of Corrections and asked, and we got a response back from him that says, you know, we're crazy. It should be obvious why that, you know, you should have to have them on, even though he didn't say why. And he also attached, which is really interesting, he attached a copy of the rules from the Department of Corrections, you know, swearing that it was in there. And what he attached and sent to us doesn't have any, it has everything but panties. nothing about panties in it whatsoever. So we've written back and pointed that out to him, and we're awaiting his second response.
Jeez.
It'll
be the new revised
that.
Rules with the panties section in it.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, he sent me something that doesn't have it in it, and it's, you know, I sent it out to other people who have copies of it as well, so it's going to be real hard for him to get out of this one.
Yeah, well, I mean, they can't revise the rules after the fact. I mean,
no, they can't.
She went there on a specific day, and if they revise the rules 2 weeks later, then that's a problem.
How are they going to, you know, what kind of reciprocity is she going to get?
Nothing. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
It costs a lot of money to take this to court, I'm sure, if that's what you
right.
wanted to end up doing. Either way, at least, you know, at least we can bring some attention to this injustice. At least we can bring some attention to how asinine this is. I mean, I've never heard of anything like this. I've heard of stupid bureaucratic rules before, and we certainly bash bureaucracy plenty on this show, but this is just an outrage.
It's beyond the pale. It, you know, that made my mother humiliated. She's almost 60 years old. She's been a nurse for 25 years. And, you know, if she doesn't want to wear underpants, then that's her business. And, you know, but she wound up feeling like, you know, she had done something wrong. And, you know, she said she was afraid they were going to think we were some sort of weird non-panty-wearing lesbian cult. Now, my mother's not anti-gay or anything, but she is a white Republican Christian from Alabama who's just coming around to the idea that, you know, maybe that's not wrong. It's just the way people are. So please don't be offended at that line. But, you know, it just the fact that they would humiliate, you know, a woman that's almost elderly and traveled all this way to see her son. You know, they don't try and foster the family bonds in prison. They claim they do, but they don't care if you get to see your loved one. They don't care if your loved one is, you know, gets correspondence from you. They don't try and make it easy or promote, you know, keeping the family bonds intact. They do everything they can to destroy it.
I'd say that's probably pretty true. I mean, there's really no motivation for them to want to have visitations go on. A few so that they would have the cushy visitation job. Otherwise, there would be nobody up there. But not too many visitations. They don't want to see a whole visitation room full. Now, here's something I've often wondered about prison guards, and I'm not going to make some kind of blanket statement like all prison guards are small people doing small jobs. But it seems like when you see the movies, the good guys are the convicts. Have you ever seen a movie where a good guy was a prison guard?
No.
No.
I mean, I've seen good guys as cops. Cops, prison guards, not the same thing.
No, right.
There's that one Stallone movie where there's a kind of this rough and fair prison guard played by, I don't know, some relatively famous black actor whose name I don't know. But that's it. That's the closest thing I've seen to a hero as a prison guard.
Right. So you have to wonder about people who want to do that kind of work for a living. It has to be dehumanizing to them as well, to go in and learn to treat people like, you know, worse than you would treat your dog daily basis.
One of the most interesting things that that I've come across in recent months was a website. I'm not sure what the website address is, but it's the Stanford Prison Experiment.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, you familiar with this?
Yes, I am.
Basically, what they did, it was Stanford College, and one of the psychology professors took like 30 kids, 30 college kids, and turned 15 of them into prisoners and 15 of them into guards. And they kind of created their own little prison, and everybody just stepped right into their roles. These were college kids, I mean, beforehand. And then afterwards, the prison guards turned into sick, twisted, manipulative, violent freaks. And
right.
The prisoners were just beaten down, and they were depressed. And even the psychologist even got into his role without even intending on doing it. It was just fascinating. Ms. Null, can you hang on for one more segment?
Absolutely.
Hang on. 800-259-9231. If you have a question for Loretta Null from the U.S. Marijuana Party, and we're talking about prisons and panties, but, I mean, she is from the U.S. Marijuana Party, so if you have a drug war question, she'd probably be a great person to ask. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. What?
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Wonder why Americans motor on the right-hand side of the road while the English drive on the left? It goes a long way back, but we can thank the French for our right-of-way. I'll tell you why when we come back. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Pick up a Tornado today at Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, and other fine parts stores. Or visit TornadoAir.com. The keep left mentality originated from historic self-preservation. Traveling on the left side of the dusty road gave a horseman's right hand a clear arc for swinging a sword, making defending himself easier. Then along came Napoleon.
Since he was left-handed, he changed the system to keep right, based on the same sword-wielding principle. Naturally, any country under French rule also changed, and the U.S. followed suit when we declared independence from Great Britain. As the old saying goes, if everything's coming your way, you're either in the wrong lane or you're in England. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Give us a call about anything, political, personal, whatever you want. Go to freetalklive.com. Check out the archives. We've got the last six shows on there for you in convenient little one-hour MP3 capsules. And if that's not enough for you, at the bottom, it's downloadradio.org. There's a link, and you can get the last several months there.
All of it for free.
Free.
FreeTalkLive.com.
Get together and celebrate all your summer occasions with great savings on grower specials from 1-800-Flowers.com. Visit their website every week for limited-time offers on fresh flowers at terrific values. Use code FTL at checkout to save 10% towards a terrific selection of fresh flowers and so much more. Call, click, and come in. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
Yes, indeed. We're talking to Loretta Nall from the U.S. Marijuana Party. And what we actually had Ms. Nall on for tonight was to tell her story about when she went to a prison in Alabama. She was there with her mother and one of her brothers, there to go visit one of her brothers that was in prison at the time. And actually, this was, what, like last week or something, Loretta?
Oh, yeah, it was on September 4th, Sunday, last Sunday, I believe.
Okay, and so you went in there after a whole bunch of bureaucratic rigmarole, which included having to go down to Walmart to buy your brother a pair of slacks or something like that because he couldn't wear shorts into the prison. You came back after driving for approximately 2.5 hours. You came back to discover that you weren't going to be allowed in to see your brother because you and your mother were both not wearing panties. And
right.
By this time, it was probably getting a little bit late. You know, you couldn't have gone back to Walmart at this point, nor would you, I would think, want to, I guess.
I maybe could have, but by the time I got back, we would have had maybe 45 minutes to visit. And I felt like, you know, if that had been a very serious rule, then it should have been posted and it should
Absolutely.
Have been discussed.
And they said
the shorts couldn't be worn, and I wasn't about to bow down and basically kiss their ass. I hope the FCC don't find you for that and do it.
No,
I'm not going to be treated like an inmate till I am one.
Let me suggest this. I think that if you had gone and even bought yourself some panties and come back, I bet they would have found something else. They would have created another rule that you were violating and you wouldn't have been allowed in.
Probably that would have been the end of my patience reserves at that point, and I might have wound up in there in a capacity not visitor related.
Well, I had a friend who used to work for a prison, and his statement was that you can pretty much count on the first time that you go to see somebody, you're not going to get in.
Wow.
It's just kind of their thing.
Now, you actually mentioned in your story, and I can't remember where I found this. Was this on your blog? Do you have a blog?
I do have a blog.
Why don't
this
you play
story,
it?
Something weird happened when I sent it out. I mean, it took on a whole new life of its own. I guess it had something to do with the panty in the title, but it's been everywhere.
Hmm. Why don't you plug your blog for anybody that wants to come take a look at it?
All right, thanks. Yeah, you can check out the U.S. Marijuana Party blog at usmjparty.blogspot.com.
And what I'll do is, after the show, I'll go ahead and post a link to that on our bulletin board system that we have on our website at freetalklive.com, so people will easily be able to link to it. Now, the other thing about...
I was just going to say to Loretta, you know, I've often thought that there's a failing inside of our criminal justice system when we think that we can take, you know, we were talking about the Stanford Prison Project and that kind of thing, and when we think we can take people that are quote-unquote bad, and then we put them in a bad place and treat them badly, and then expect them to get out and act good, I think that there's a failing in our prison system.
There's definitely a failing, and the thing that people need to realize first and foremost is that prison isn't defined to correct. The Department of Corrections is a misnomer if there ever was one.
Mm.
The prison industrial complex in the United States of America is the second fastest growing industry that we have. Prison isn't designed to help anybody. It's designed to make the people that go into it fail so that they can keep coming back and the state
right.
can keep making money off of the legalized slavery, which is what it is.
Pretty much. And, of course, the prison industry, as you call it, of course, it's mostly all government-run. They have a perverse incentive, you know, to keep bringing people in there. The more people they bring into the prison, the bigger their budgets are the next year.
And, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, that's why we're seeing over 700,000 marijuana smokers arrested. And you mentioned that you believe that was 40% of the 30,000 people that are in the Alabama state prisons that are nonviolent drug offenders for the most part, and a few property offenders as well. But you're talking about a bunch of people in there that did nothing more than maybe buy some marijuana or snort some cocaine and got caught for it. And the real tragedy, beyond the fact that these people are wasting their lives away, because most drug users that I've met are responsible individuals. These are people that use drugs recreationally, maybe at night when they're done with their jobs, maybe on the weekend, that sort of thing. They do it responsibly. They usually do it within their own home with close friends, that sort of thing. You're taking these people who are, again, they're responsible, productive citizens, which means they have a job during the daytime. They were doing something. They were creating a product or a service. You're taking that person, sucking them and their productivity out of the economy, and you're placing them in this prison. Then everybody else who's still free in Alabama or in whatever state you live in is now paying. So now a chunk of their paychecks are all going together to keep that one, that one drug user in prison. So really, it's a double hit to the economy. Not only are we sucking out their productivity, but we're also sucking off of everyone else's productivity in order to keep them alive in jail. It's really so sick and twisted. It is amazing that it just continues to go on in this country.
And it's even worse than that, because when you get out of jail with a drug conviction, and a drug conviction is the only conviction that carries these after penalties. I'm a libertarian, and I don't believe in taking food stamps, but I believe, you know, from the damage that the drug war's created, that if people get out of jail, they deserve some sort of safety net to be able to get back into society and reclaim, you know, their lost lives. So they get out of jail, they can't get a food stamp. If they've got kids, it makes it, you know, difficult to be able to feed your kids. They're not allowed to live in public housing at reduced cost, which is about the only place they can afford to live if they don't have family.
Mm-hmm.
They're not eligible for federal government Pell Grants to get an education and improve their lives. And, you know, it's very incredibly difficult to get a job with a drug conviction. So you can't eat, you don't have anywhere to live, you can't get an education, and you have no money and no job. And what does that leave you? It leaves you prison. It leaves you drugs and crime.
Yeah, and it leaves you having a tendency to violate your probation, which, of course, is something that they designed in order to get you back into the system.
Absolutely. This 10-year probation business is insane.
The only way this is going to end is to end the war on drugs. Not just legalize marijuana, but to end the entire war on drugs. Now, you're actually the head of the U.S. Marijuana Party, but yet you labeled yourself a libertarian. I'm not I like the Libertarian Party. They don't do everything that I think that they should do. But
right.
I'm curious as to why you describe yourself as a libertarian, but yet you're involved with a different group.
I've always been libertarian in nature. I believe in very small and limited scope of government, and I believe, each man bearing responsibility for his own actions, each man and woman. And I don't think the government should be involved in hardly anything, actually. I believe their sole role is to protect us from each other and not from ourselves. The libertarians have a very broad platform, and drug policy is included in that, but I wanted to bring focus directly on drug policy in Alabama and
Understood.
United States.
Here's my other question
without
for you.
Distracting. You know, a lot of people don't really agree with libertarians. We seem kind of hardcore sometimes.
Yeah.
And, being a libertarian,
personal responsibility is really tough. I mean,
it's
a difficult thing to sell. Hey, you got to be responsible for your actions, and if you make your bed, you got to sleep in it. The other tough part is convincing people to allow their neighbors to be free, because if you want freedom, you have to let everybody else, even the scary guy down the street, be free as well.
Absolutely.
And Loretta, let me ask you, we're running low on time, and thank you so much for being on the show with us tonight. Real quick, have you heard of the Free State Project?
Absolutely, I have. I'm in communication with them quite a bit, actually. They've invited me, you know, to move up to New Hampshire and take part, but I'm actually running for governor of Alabama on the Libertarian Party ticket next year.
Well, when that's all done and over with, certainly give it some serious consideration. And anytime you need some coverage, Loretta, don't hesitate to contact Free Talk Live, okay?
Hey, I really appreciate it, guys. I've got you on my blog, and I'll pass you around everywhere I know. You guys are doing a great job.
Thanks, Loretta. Have a great night. We really appreciate your time. 800-259-9231.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Give us a call about anything you want to talk about. Political, personal, whatever you want. I'm Manwich.
And I'm Ian. And we're in reverse roles tonight because I'm still in the recovery process for my voice, but doing better, as you can tell.
Man, I'm not doing so good.
You're doing fine.
I'm doing all right. Okay, go to freetalklive.com.
If it makes you feel any better, whenever I call a talk show, I get an adrenaline rush like you would not believe. I get so nervous. But yet if I'm sitting behind, I'm so comfortable behind a microphone because I've been doing it for 8 years of my life. But when I'm behind the phone, it is like the first time I'm calling into a talk show. It doesn't matter. You know, I've called into talk shows plenty of times in my life.
You're like a weirgen, touched for the very first time.
Every time. It's like the first time.
Well, I do fine when we're just talking. I love to just get on and talk on the microphone. But when I have to do the plane stuff,
yeah,
that's when I start freezing up. Go to updates.freetalklive.com and we'll send you all the relevant information of the show. There's probably an update sent out every week, and whether it's new stations we get or whether it's a new Shriner on the Shrine of Female Listeners,
go there, give us your email address, and we'll send you the info.
That's right, updates.freetalklive.com. Like everything, it's totally free at freetalklive.com. We're going to go to the phones and to the fun. Let's go to Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there.
Long time, no talk.
Alrighty. What's on your mind, Matthew?
Good to hear you back, a little bit back in order there, Ian.
Yes, indeed.
And as far as the personal responsibility thing, I think we should elect Rita as the governor of our personal responsibility.
Okay, now before you go on, man, which can you recap for everybody who Rita is? We can't reference somebody without recapping who she is.
That's true.
Rita's a caller from Saturday night who she's a good Christian gal who thinks that
I consider her a bad Christian gal.
Okay, well, she's definitely a Christian gal who believes that anybody who's sinning sexually according to her particular version of Christianity needs to go to jail.
And she wants to arrest Manwich for masturbating.
She didn't even like the idea of me asking about that.
Oh, I know. Apparently she was 59 years old.
That's correct.
Yes, she was 59 years old.
I'm not sure how many times she had to say that, but I got the impression that she was 59.
Well, I would say that the folks that disagree with us probably hear the age in our voice. You know, neither Ian nor I are the gray-haired talk show hosts that predominate the airwaves.
People think we are older than we are, though. Did you know that?
No.
People tend to think that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
you were 25, Ian.
Okay. Fair enough. Some people.
Ian's got a pretty big voice. I, on the other hand, I think I wouldn't have guessed that I sounded younger than or older than 34, but that's what I am.
So where are we going with that?
I just wanted to make a little comment on that. But there's a local newspaper called the Boston Metro that I read every now and then, and it's one of the less communist of the popular newspapers. Anyway, this story today is cops may track sales of keg. A new plan to track the sale of kegs around Boston would give police heads up at curbing raucous college house parties. Yep, that's right. Boston License Board is moving toward forcing liquor stores to provide Boston police with the names and addresses of anyone who buys a keg.
How can that be of any benefit to the police? I mean, that kind of information, I can't imagine how many kegs of beer are sold in Boston in a given week, but I would say that it wouldn't surprise me if there was 1,000 kegs of beer.
Yes. Database is going to be astonishing.
Yeah, it's just going to, all they're going to do is get flooded with information and not be able to do anything with it and throw up their hands and forget about it.
Right.
And it's going to annoy the crap out of the shopkeepers. It's just another incident where the government makes you do another little thing while you're in business to make it that much more difficult to make money. These people that are selling kegs of beer should be concentrating on selling kegs of beer.
Right. Exactly. Not filling out paperwork.
Not government paperwork or sales tax or all that other stuff.
But Manwich, an MIT student, Scott Kruger, drank himself to death at a frat house in 1998.
You know whose fault that is? It's the government's fault for making the drinking age so high. It has to be the national government passed this highway safety whatever thing back in the I think it was the mid 80s, and made it pretty much mandatory for states to have a 21-year-old drinking age. So consequently, college students have to drink at home in the presence of other college students that are underage, because they can't drink in bars where there are bartenders and people to sort of keep an eye on them. You don't hear a lot of people that are over the age of 21 drinking themselves to death. I can't see how people don't see that it's the drinking age that's causing this.
You know, with this
move it to 19, move it to 18.
I don't believe in a drinking age, period. I think the idea of the drinking age of...
So you spell libertarian with a big L, right?
That's it. That's right, I do.
I'm with you, Matthew. 100%. We need to abolish the drinking age.
I think the whole idea... the thing is, and I have a personal story about this, is I have been drinking since I've been probably 5 years old.
Wow.
My parents I've had beer and wine with meals since I was 5 years old. They didn't make it a big... They didn't hold this beer and line up and say, oh, only till you're 18 or 21.
Mm-hmm.
Like
a holy grail almost, holding it up like a holy grail. Someday you will reach the summit of alcoholism.
They just let me having beer and wine with meal once in a while when I ask for it. And,
Are you an alcoholic today as a result of it?
Oh, yes. I'm currently on a curb in Boston right now.
Clearly no, being facetious.
Yeah, I'm being facetious. But no, I'm perfectly fine. And
Matthew, thanks for the call,
okay,
man.
Have
we appreciate
night,
hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You know, it'd be the worst thing is if they went after, if they actually went to a liquor store, found out who bought the keg, and then that night chased down those people to try and bust up parties. I'm thinking that's what they're going to do. It's more coming back. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Take control.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Give us a call. It's your show. Probably won't be able to slip you in this segment, but we got a whole other hour coming up. We do this every night of the week, pretty much. Six nights a week. Monday through Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. And my name's Manwich.
And it's Ian here with you in reverse roles tonight as my voice recovers from whatever sickness I had.
Would you say that your voice is better, worse, or about the same as it was last
night?
Oh,
it's definitely better. I mean, I could bring it up to normal speed, but I'm kind of wary of doing that at this point, so keeping it low.
You only need to speak 2 hours a day.
Actually, no. My day job is normally making phone calls all day long, Manwich, and I couldn't do that today, so productivity is at a nil at this point. Anyway, that's irrelevant. What's relevant is our website, freetalklive.com, where we have live streaming there, the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version as well. Anyway, we just had a call from Matthew. He was telling us that apparently now, I guess, in Boston, or maybe the entire state of Massachusetts, they're looking at tracking keg sales.
beer, kegs of beer.
Yeah.
And apparently they're looking at doing this. I don't think they've done it yet. But the cops are going to want the purveyors of kegs of beer to give them information on all sales of kegs of beer.
I wonder how much information. I mean, are you going to ask if I come into your Quickie Mart and I want to buy a keg of beer? Are you going to have to get my driver's license, which of course is going to have my my home address on it? Will you also need to know where the keg is going to? You know, that way, because what I'm thinking they're going to use this for is they could come into Manwich's Quickie Mart, say like at midnight on a Friday or Saturday night, and say, "Hey, can we pull your files? We need to take a look and see who bought kegs tonight." And then that way they could, you know, go down the list and see who bought the kegs and where they took them to, if that was one of the requirements. Then they could just show up at the party.
I suspect that's exactly what they're...
Yeah, they could use it as a way to bust up parties.
And, you know, I realize the college students are drinking themselves to death. I mean, that's definitely happening. But I don't think the answer is more cracking down on, or trying to crack down more on drinking.
Of course not.
All you're going to do is have to get more cops...
Then the kids will learn about the new law, and then they'll, you know, come up with fake driver's licenses to buy the liquor with, and come up with fake addresses. And
there are college presidents that advocate the lowering of the drinking age for this very reason, because college students now have to hide their drinking. So what they'll do before they go out is they'll slam a half of a bottle of vodka so that they're good and crunk all night long. And
or pour it in a Coke can or something.
Or something like that. So what they end up doing is pre-gaming is what this is called, because before whatever it is they're doing, they drink. And rather than imbibing alcohol like adults do, which is mostly in bars and paying way too much, they, you know, drink a lot of it cheaply beforehand. And this causes alcohol poisoning. People die from that.
Yeah.
And that is... It's a direct result of the drinking age.
It really is.
Now, the caller's name?
Matthew.
Matthew. Advocated no drinking age at all.
I'm with Matthew.
And of course you are. God knows you'd give it to them in the womb if they wanted it. Now, here's something.
Only
I find
it take it so far.
I find it difficult to imagine serving...
There's plenty of them that get it in the womb, by the way.
Serving shots to 16-year-olds at bars unaccompanied by their parents.
Well, first of all, it would be the bar owner's decision to serve 16-year-olds, and if the parents didn't like it, they could boycott the bar. Anyway, 800-259-9231. If you want to comment on
teenage drinking, there's always somebody, you know?
If you want to comment on teenage drinking, you can do it. 800-259-9231. You could, of course, bring up whatever you want. Man, what you got emails coming up, don't
you? Yeah, got a couple of good ones.
And, of course, your phone calls. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.